It's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino. And now here's the host of your show, Josie Pasantino.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Whether you guys are listening by phone, in the chat room listening live, or checking us out later on Archives, iTunes, or Zoom, super glad you guys are listening in wherever you guys are. So let's make sure everyone can hear us all right. That's super important. you guys won't want to miss a moment of our show. We have four guests tonight. I know, it's going to be craziness. Can't wait. So here's what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. Tonight we have an amazing show for you guys. We will have four fantastic guests in this order. Sean Ash, Rick Cuevas, Seven Horses, and Seven Prophets, with great interviews and music. So make sure you guys are tuned in. We will also have news about an amazing concert experience, so make sure you guys stay tuned in to the whole show. It's live, so you never know what wild things are going to happen, and it usually does, and that usually is very funny on my behalf. So let's see here if our guest has arrived. Yes, booyah. Okay, so here it is. My first guest here, please welcome the very talented Sean Ash.
How are you doing, Josie?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're in rehearsals right now, so I'm taking a little bit of time out to talk to you guys while we're rehearsing and getting some of the good stuff that's going to be out on tour down. So.
Wow, how cool. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Love it. Awesome. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, well, anytime. I'm very, very excited to talk to you because I love your work. And there's fans in the chat room right now that love your work as well. So let's not keep them waiting. How old were you when you started performing?
I was 23 when I started performing, when I actually started getting up on stage. I was in the Philippines when I was in the Navy, so my first performance was there.
How cool! And here's a fun question: Who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you look up to?
I would say Brad Paisley, Garth Brooks, Waylon Jennings, Hank Williams Jr. Of course, just the greats, and some of the Brad's one of the best guitarists in the world. So of course you're going to get some influence from him if you like anything with guitar and stuff in it, which most country music has. So.
Oh, yeah. Love them all, too. Good list there. That would be great. and I understand, though, that country music wasn't necessarily where you may have started or thought you would be in the beginning. Can you tell us how that changed and how country music became your passion? I think I read that somewhere.
Yeah, you did. It was on the website. Rain Forever Group, my label, the record division, Rain Forever Group, Harold Self Chisholm, my CEO, put that up on the site and put a pretty really good bio up there. But basically, country, I grew up on Pink Floyd, Peter Frampton. That's what my dad liked to listen to. Every once in a while you'd get a little Charlie Daniels or something, something in there that was country. But I was more of an AC/DC, Def Leppard type of guy. I got in the Navy and, you're overseas and you're all these clubs and, they got hip-hop music and R&B music, not very many country clubs out there. So, we'd go out and we'd have fun, and then we'd come back to the ship. Well, when we're on one of the little boats going back out to the ship, everybody would be singing like Boyz II Men and stuff like that. Well, I'd be singing right along with them. Everybody would turn around and tell me to be quiet because I was making Boyz II Men sound like country. And I love singing. Yeah, no kidding. And so I love singing and I love doing that. So finally, surrendered to the inevitable and went with country music, and I can't say enough how much I love country music. It's the best. It's one of the best genres out there, I think. I mean, I like all types of music. I don't just like country, but I think for the storytelling and the pure emotion of it, I think country is one of the best genres out there.
I agree. That's what I love about country music, is it's so relatable for everyone.
Yep.
I think that's always the best part about a song. So that's, I look up to country artists like yourself who write or sing these you know, really heartfelt songs and that we can groove to. Love it.
Groove to, drink beer to, do all that good stuff too. Yeah.
Exactly. So can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now?
Well, the song that we have right now that Rain Forever group, the record division, actually cut was Don't Take the Beer. We did a recut of it, so it was so it sounded the way we wanted it to sound and worked it a little bit. So we had to rename it, and it's the initials DTTB, and then in parentheses, of course, Don't Take the Beer. So that's how you would find it on iTunes and Rhapsody and all the other digital media outlets out there. And then, of course, there's a promo video out there that you can take a look at, and that's under DTTB Ash, A-S-H. So people should go take a look at that and see what they think. It's just a promo video. It's not the music video. But that's the only song that we have out right now. I have a whole album that we're working on, and currently that's what we're in rehearsals for right now, is working on the original stuff as well as, you know, the show and putting together the whole format. So when we go out on tour and hit some of these venues and stuff, they have a, you know, full 2 or 3 hour show that everybody's going to enjoy and have a good time at.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the new songs. That's great.
Oh yeah. So cool.
That's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. And speaking of Don't Take the Beer, we are actually going to give everyone a chance to hear it right now, if that's all good with you.
Excellent. Oh yes, please do play that song.
Sweet, here it is, everyone. Don't Take the Beer by Sean Ash. Here it is.
It ain't hard to see.
love this song.
I love that song.
Oh.
Wow.
sounds like my producer loves the song as well.
You got a
fan back here.
Hey, that's cool. I like having fans. I like taking care of our fans, too.
Love it. And I have to mention that little teaser clip thing that you were talking about that's on your website. I love it. You're just in a lawn chair drinking your beer. It's brilliant.
Yeah, that was the label's idea. Harold and Paul Gasparo, who's our producer, just shot that, and we shot it in one day. It was incredible. It was a great shoot. And like I said, my label's been very supportive of me as an artist. They actually created the record division, which is a record label, to sign me, and then they started signing other artists. So I was actually the first country artist they signed at the record division. So,
wow.
And they're an up and coming label. They're very, very good and very patient. Have a lot of very good moral values and stuff, so it fits with what I like in country and what I like about, you know, somebody actually backing you and taking care of you. So, and that's the Rain Forever group. So they are, Harold Self Chisholm is the CEO, and he does a very, very good job. So
big shout out to them.
That's all because of Ben. Big shout out to them. That's right. gotta take care of the people that take care of you.
Exactly. Good motto. That should be on a T-shirt. Brilliant.
It should be. Take care of the people. Take care of you. There you go.
Exactly. See. And did you write this song? Don't Take the Beer.
Yes, I wrote this song with my good friend CJ Solar out of Belmont University in Nashville. He lives in Baton Rouge, but he goes to Belmont. He's 18 years old. He wrote it when we wrote it when he was 17. He hadn't even turned 18 yet. And he wrote most of my album, most of the songs that I have that I want to put on the album. We haven't made all the decisions and the cuts yet, but CJ and I wrote together. So
nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
It's such a catchy song. I mean, even for people my age that can't drink an adult beverage yet, it's still so catchy.
Well, thank you very much. That's what we're going for, is catchy. Want to make it don't take the beer year is what we want to do. By the time January 1st rolls around, we want everybody singing that song and making it a big hit. That's what we want.
It's not that far away for that.
Everyone
just loves it.
Cool.
They love it.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, and where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
Okay, they can go to iTunes, Rhapsody. They can also purchase it from the website, which is www.seanash.com. They can go to iTunes, Rhapsody, all media digital outlets. It's on everything out there, eMusic, Zoom. You can even purchase it through your Xbox if you want to.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. I was surprised. I was on the Xbox the other night, and I was, you know, just sitting there going through movies and stuff, and I went to the music page and typed it in, and I see DTTV, Don't Take the Beer, and the logo and everything up there, and I'm like, wow, it's on there. Cool. That's awesome.
That's really cool.
Yep.
That's really cool. And so it makes it easy, just online. You don't have to go anywhere. So everyone, please purchase, because you're going to love it. No doubt about that. And can you give everyone the links to your website or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Yep. Facebook is Sean Ash. You just type in Sean Ash at www.facebook.com/SeanAsh. Twitter is SeanAsh29 or at Don't Take the Beer. Also, you can do at Rain Forever Group if you want to go look at the Rain Forever Group and see what they do as a label and what they have and who they're signing and up and coming stuff.
Awesome. So you heard it here. Okay, so I'm going to post all of your links here in the chat room for easy access for everyone to just click it. Very easy. And I have a fun question for you. If you could do a duet with anyone, who would it be? Tough question.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think if I could do, and you know, everybody wants to do a duet with her right now, but I think I'd like to do a duet with Carrie Underwood. I really would. I'd like to do something with Carrie. I mean, look at what Brad and her just did. Remind me. You know, I mean, come on. I think that's Carrie. I think the song that they, it's number one. I think it's number one on the charts right now. Brad and Carrie with Remind Me.
That'd be so cool if you were able to do a duet with her. I think that would be awesome.
Oh,
we need to start
awesome.
A petition for that.
It would be incredible. Be incredible.
Yeah.
Got a song called That's What Love Can Do that I was working on, and I wanted to make it into a duet. That might be a good one, you know, someday.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, I think that would be awesome. I think your fans would love to see you perform with her. Well, as I said, we have to do a petition for that because I agree with it. You need to. Make it happen.
Well, get her on the
Make
phone.
Make it
Let's
happen,
it.
People. Make it happen. And tell us what it's like for you when you are performing in front of a crowd. Do you get excited, nervous, pumped?
Well, you know, I think if an artist doesn't get butterflies before they go up on stage, it's time to quit. It's time to put up the hat and not do it anymore. There's a combination of butterflies, combination of excitement, combination of, man, I hope we put on this really awesome show, or I know we're going to put on this awesome show. And then when you're done and you see all these people just, you know, all the emotions and the roller coasters that they go through when you're playing the music and you set up the set list right, that's your reward is the people. It's not about money. It's not about, you know, fame or anything like that. It's about the music and the fans and having a connection with the people out there. That's the best thing.
Exactly. Isn't it such a great feeling, like, after you perform and a fan comes up to you and is like, that song really touched me and I could relate to it. It must give you a great feeling of accomplishment.
It does. I think that's what keeps most of us coming back. You know, most of the true artists out there, that's what they want. They want a fan to walk up to them and say, man, you changed my life with that song. You know, I got to see every single show you have this year. It was incredible. You know, that's what you live for. That's what you want to do, and that's what I think every artist strives for, and that's definitely what I'm striving for. So,
absolutely. Well, you have fans here in Illinois, so whenever you're here, wherever we could drive, I need to see you perform live somewhere. I have to.
All right. Well, you keep in touch with me, and I'll make sure you get front row seats. How about that?
Sounds great. I'll be the one with the sign. Screw.
That's awesome. I love that.
You know, I'll do it too.
I know you will.
I'm not afraid. I always want to ask my songwriting guests. I always wanted to know. Can you tell us a little bit about your songwriting process? What comes first? Music.
Well, yeah. Okay. For me, the lyrics come first. And I have many friends that tell me I'm crazy. That you can't write a song with lyrics without music. First, the funny thing is, a lot of times I do hear the melody in my head, even though I don't play guitar. I'm just a lyricist and a vocalist. I do hear the melodies and the chords because I've been doing it long enough to where I can hear and play it. I mean, if you could plug a jack into my head, I guess you could actually record it and start from there. But other than that, it comes out as lyrics. The incredible thing with CJ, what happens is I go. Don't Take the Beer, for instance. I went up, and I think all I had with Don't Take the Beer is I had a verse and a chorus. I went up, and I met CJ last year at NSAI. It's a Writers Association for Nashville. Great, great organization. And I met him there, and we went over to his new place that his parents had just got him for Belmont, you know, before he went to college and stuff. We're sitting there writing, and it took us about 30 minutes to write Don't Take the Beer. 30 minutes with just a verse and a chorus. And I had the lyrics. He had the music. He picked up the guitar, started playing, and we had it done and cut. And it's not always that simple. I mean, there's so much work that goes into it. Paul Gasparo of EOA Studios did an incredible job, you know, producing it and putting all the touches and all the little nuances on it and stuff. And that's what goes into the back end of it, but the heart of the song is where you're sitting down with just you and your co-writer or you and yourself and writing it. So it's with me, it's always the lyrics first. I've tried it the other way around where somebody has music and I write the lyrics to music and I can do that. And I like writing with different people and different styles. You know, a structured environment or just sitting on a porch and picking and you write something. There's so many different ways to do it, and there's so many different ways to get the inspiration that you need to be able to put out some great songs. So.
How cool. I always wanted to know that because I'm just dabbing into some songwriting as well. And I love to know from the guests. So I find it very fun. I do the lyrics first as well. So that's easy for me.
Well,
yeah.
My advice to you, if you want to write stuff, my advice to you is write with everybody and anybody you possibly can. Get experience, get the different styles, get the be open. You know, a lot of people hold songs close to their heart and don't want to change the lyrics and stuff and say, no, that's how it's supposed to be. Well, you can't necessarily be like that because the next word right around the corner, it is so amazing that one word can change the tempo and the feeling and the temperature of a song, and that's just one word. You know what I mean? So if you're open to the songwriting process and you let people work with you and you work with them, you can come out with some really amazing.
Exactly. And I also find it interesting how you could create a song and then someone else who has can have a whole other thought behind it, like turn it into a different genre or, you know, a whole different thing. I think that's really cool.
That is awesome. It really is. One of my songs, that's how it happened with CJ, one of the songs that we're going to be looking at putting on the album. Exactly. I had a completely different melody in my head, a completely different tempo, you know, version and stuff. And CJ looked at it, and the song every single time that I listen to it gives me goosebumps and chills just listening to it, the way that we did it. And it was just, it's incredible. So. Yep, you never know what's going to happen when you're writing a song.
You never know. It's a surprise, even to the artist.
Yep, that's right. It is.
Love it, love it. Here's a fun question. My favorite question. Do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you could share with us? Love that question.
Wow. Huh. I don't think I've ever left my fly down. That's one thing I don't think I've ever done. I got to think about that one. What's that? That is a good question. It's a stumping question. You know what? The release party really wasn't embarrassing because, you know, I recovered myself, but I tripped over the mic cord. There's mic cords all over the place, and usually you tamp them down and you've got time to set all that stuff up, but we were running a little bit behind, so I didn't, and I tripped over it, and I almost face planted on the dance floor, but I caught myself, and my backing vocalist Katie caught me as well, so it was pretty cool, but still embarrassing because, you know, you're trying to be all cool and everything out there, and you know, you trip and kind of look like a dummy, so.
And well, it shows that you're human. So don't even worry about that. we've heard a lot of bad stories about clothes misfunctions. Don't worry, that's all good.
Yep.
Love it.
That was so cool. My guitarist just came out. He's like 50 feet away from the performance inside, right? And he's still sitting there playing guitar. Can hear him playing guitar inside, and he's standing in front of me just like 2 minutes ago, and he's just playing on a transmitter. That was pretty cool.
That is really cool.
I'm geeking out on that a little bit. Sorry.
I love it. That's awesome. He's doing his thing.
He's doing his thing. That's right.
Very cool. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
I love hanging out with my wife, of course. Her name's Diane. She is the best part of my life. I definitely love hanging out with her, and just she's a teacher and a writer, so it's really amazing. She's an amazing teacher. I also like to play Xbox, you know, play games, go out and hang out with friends, jam, not without writing music. One of our rituals that I started a while ago with one of my buddies, Wes, is about an hour to 2 hours before we have a show, we do not listen to anything that we're going to be playing that night. We listen to whatever we want to jam, whether we pick up a guitar or whether we, you know. So jamming is another thing that I like to do. Just sing and play whatever you want. It relaxes you, and it's so cool. So those are some of my hobbies. Other than that, just hanging out with my wife and our three cats at the house, Magic, Inara, and Gracie Lynn, and just enjoying life and kicking back and enjoying the fact that I actually get to do music for once in my life, and this is what my career is going to be, and it's an amazing ride, and I want to do it until I'm like 80 or 90 years old. So.
Oh yeah, that's awesome that you're so passionate about. Singing and songwriting, and you do it for the right reasons. You do it because you enjoy it. You don't see a lot of people that do it just for the thrills of being on stage and for the fans. So good job to you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, if you make it about the money and you make it about, I want to be famous and I want to be here and stuff like that, it tarnishes the whole reason behind a song. You write a song to either make somebody dance or make somebody feel an emotion or connect with somebody, something that they went through, so they can understand that it's not just, them that's going through it. Everybody else has went through it in the world. So that's what music's all about. It's not about money, and it's not about, having 50,000 fans, which is nice, standing up on stage and you got 50,000 people screaming. But at the same time, you got to go back to the roots, and you got to have the original reason why you're doing it. And that's to create a song and make somebody feel something, even yourself, make yourself feel something. So
exactly, because not only could it touch, some person out there in the audience, it also could be therapy, especially when you're writing about, what happened or, what you're feeling that day. It could be really good therapy as well.
Very therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Music can heal a lot of things, most definitely.
Absolutely. And let's see here. Oh, do you have any upcoming performances planned currently where your fans can see you?
Well, I will tell you that right now we're in rehearsals. All I can tell you guys right now is go to the website, the www.seanash.com website. Go and look at the events page, your event, our interview is up there right now, but as soon as D Canada, my manager, the greatest manager in the world, he is awesome. As soon as he starts putting the booking dates and handing it to the Herald and Reign Forever Group and the record division, as soon as he starts handing the dates to them, they'll start posting them up on the website, and then people can come see us.
Sounds great. So SeanAsh.com, that's your place, everyone, where you could keep up to date.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds awesome. Sounds great. And let's see here. Some questions in the chat room. What is your favorite vacation spot?
Wow. My favorite vacation spot that I've been to and been able to get to is Orlando, Florida, Daytona Beach, Orlando, Florida area. I lived there for a number of years, so I love hanging out down there. Also, Missoula, Montana. I grew up in Missoula, so Missoula, when it's warm in the summer, I do not want to go when it's cold. I don't like freezing.
Amen.
But those are some of my favorite vacation spots. If you want to go a little bit more exotic, I've been to Penang, Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong, some of the Chinhae, Korea, those are great places. I lived on Guam for a time. Guam never gets cold. It's always hot on Guam. So those are some vacation spots that I probably won't get back to for quite some time unless I do a USO tour, which I'd love to do someday. But around here in the States, Orlando is a great vacation spot just to go hang out. And there's so many things to do down there. And Nashville. I love Nashville, of course.
Oh, yeah. Definitely can't forget Nashville. Yeah. That's the place to go.
You cannot leave Nashville out. Nashville is incredible and awesome.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. I was there not too long ago for some meetings that we're doing for a new segment on the Josie Show called Teens with Dreams, and I love it. We got to see the Grand Ole Opry and these big guitars that were next to the Grand Ole Opry. That was really cool. A lot of sightseeing. It's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Most definitely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this question makes me laugh. Actually, both of these do. First, what is the strangest thing a fan has ever given to you or said to you?
Hmm. Okay. This is a PG show, so I don't think I can actually say what one fan's given to me. Previous thing, I've gotten a pair of earrings. Let's see. It wasn't last night. It was two nights ago. I was in a Waffle House with a couple friends of mine, and my friend Elizabeth just loves to say, you know, he's a country singer. He's awesome. He's got their song, and three girls are sitting in the Waffle House, and this girl brings up a dollar bill and wants me to sign the dollar bill. And I was just like, that's awesome. It's just so incredible.
That is awesome.
So, yeah. Yeah.
That is super cool. Sign my dollar.
Sign my dollar.
Nice. Let's see here. One last question here because we're running out of time, but here is a random question for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite food? Question in the chat room.
Ooh. Food that gets me in trouble all the time that I can't, I seem to get away from for a couple months and then I get right back into it is ice cream. Love ice cream.
Oh.
Ice cream is awesome. Yeah. And it's not really a food, but it is, so.
It totally is edible.
It's edible. Oh my god, yeah. Eddie's Reese's peanut butter cup. Yeah.
Mm.
That's awesome. Love that. You know the little mini ones. I can't go buy myself a gallon because if I get myself in a gallon, Harold's gonna kill me because I cannot look fat on camera, and I need to lose like 30 pounds, so I lost all of it, so I'm good, but I gotta stay away from the ice cream. But then again, we gotta make my boss Harold stay away from the cookie and the ice cream in the middle of it too. He loves the warm chocolate chip cookie with the scoop of vanilla ice cream in the middle of it. So we gotta compromise every once in a while. If he wants that, then I get my ice cream.
Exactly. There you go. See, negotiate about that.
Gotta negotiate
with your cookies.
That's. You know, that's a T-shirt. There's a T-shirt saying right there. You got to negotiate with your cookies.
Exactly. We created two T-shirts already for
this
show.
There you go. Two T-shirts.
And we didn't even try.
Not even trying. Josie, you're awesome.
You're awesome, and I have to have you back on.
I'll come back on whenever you want me to.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much. And once again.
One last thing.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Josie, one last thing. If any fans or anybody out there that wants to book in the area, trd@rfg-inc.com is where you would go to book. So TRD, Tango Romeo Delta, @RFG, Reign Forever Group, initials for the Reign Forever Group, -INC, Inc.com. Just send any inquiries for booking or anything there, and we'll get to it, and we'll get right back to them.
Sounds great. Everyone check that out and do that, because why wouldn't you want this amazing artist in your area? Come on now. And I'm going to have to do that for Illinois.
Hey, there you go. Love to come up there.
Exactly. So it looks like we're doing something here. Let me cue in my producer here. What's going on?
Hey, you know what? There was a question here, and I wanted to make sure that we didn't miss it for you. So our understanding is that you have shared a bill with Brantley Gilbert. Is that true?
I did open for Brantley Gilbert, yeah, last year. Yes, I did.
Oh, that is fantastic. Was that a great experience for you?
Oh, it was incredible. It was an incredible experience. I did an hour acoustic show, and then Brantley came out and, of course, rocked the crowd. My manager, Donnie D. Canada, actually owned the establishment that Brantley opened, that came to. And they're on good terms as well. So you might see some other stuff coming up, maybe, possibly.
That's great. Well, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much. Sarah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes.
Well, thank you for having me.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thank you once again, and we're definitely going to keep in touch and try to get you back on. It's a problem.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank
right,
you,
well,
and
you
I will
have
talk
yourself
to
a good
you
night.
Too.
Yes,
good
ma'am.
Night.
Good night.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye. Awesome. That was awesome. I got to talk to the amazing Sean Ash. keep awesome. And you got the Play This Song, Don't Take the Beer, which you guys can get on iTunes, Rhapsody. All you have to do is go to his website, SeanAsh.com. So make sure you guys do that right after the show. Don't miss it. So is our second guest here. Ooh-hoo. Okay. Awesome. So let's see here. Everyone, please welcome Rick Cuevas. Hello, Rick.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello there. Greetings from California. And
hello. Well, greetings from Illinois.
Thank you for having us on. Me, my split personalities. Yeah. Just kidding.
Anytime. It is our pleasure. I'm very excited to talk with you.
Cool. Me too. And you and your mom are so nice to me, and I was just really looking forward to this moment here. So.
Me too.
Shoot away.
We were really looking forward to it.
Shoot Definitely. Away with questions and whatever you want to, you know, whatever you want to talk about.
Sounds great. Let's get started. I'm very, very excited. We're huge fans over here, both of us.
Yay.
And I'm so really looking forward to this. So let's get started. You are a singer and a songwriter. How old were you when you wrote your first song?
Oh, yeah, I'm a singer, songwriter, and guitarist and all that stuff.
Oh.
I was probably, I would say, well, I started guitar at 14 with my friend Andrew Jackson, who I still play music with my other side band that I have that we started in 1980. So I was like 14, and I wrote this really embarrassing song called "Glancing at Wilderness," which is like kind of a hippie ecology, what's happening to nature with all the pollution, you know, kind of thing. And you know, but I was really into, you know, the Beatles and a little later on like Queen and the Who and Hendrix and all the old school stuff, you know. And
definitely.
So I was 14, basically. Yeah.
Very, very cool. And so very cool. I love how you like a mix of different genres, not just one.
I think that may be the influence of the Beatles on me, because people think of them as maybe as just one sound. If you really listen to some of their stuff, it's a mix of rock and roll and love ballads, and they do a little country, and they do, you know, art, psychedelic stuff, and I still have that sort of like a unified Rick sound on my albums, but I try to mix it up a little bit, you know.
Absolutely.
Just so not every song is the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to mention, too, I read somewhere that you come from a musical family.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not professional, but
mm-hmm.
See, my dad did sing in a vocal group. He was born and raised in San Francisco and sang in a quartet. Apparently like on the radio in the 40s and the 50s and stuff. And then, you know,
cool.
And then got married, and that was the end of that kind of thing. You know, but his bands were called the Four Tunes, and another band was called Three Sharps and a Flat. And
mm-hmm.
then he met my mom, who was divorced at the time with three girls, and those are my three, I have three half-sisters. And then he married
mm-hmm.
my mom and had my sister Barb and myself, so I have four older sisters. And my mom was into music, too, and they ended up in the early 60s joining a local opera group here in Palo Alto, California, called West Bay Opera. And I went to all the rehearsals. I went to three operas a year, and I was even in a couple of them in the chorus. I was in La Boheme and Cavalleria Rusticana, which is an Italian opera. And then the Beatles were during that time, and I was just getting bombarded with music, but I didn't really think about playing until later in life, and I didn't really understand the music until later kind of thing. It was just kind of a very good childhood friend of mine. When we were both 14, he died in a freak accident at home, and that's when I started playing guitar. I said, man, I mean, I could die any minute too, you know. So I wanted to do something cool with my life, and I chose guitar, and that's right when I moved to Palo Alto, and when I was 14, and I met my friend Andy, and he was already playing guitar for like 6 months, so he was a little bit ahead of me, And but he showed me a couple of chords, and I took it from there, and I pretty much taught myself and sat in the room for hours listening to records and trying to figure out how the Beatles played the songs, you know, and just note per note listening and dissecting songs. And then I played piano, too, a little bit. I had taken some lessons as a child, and then when I started to understand the guitar, I took what I learned from guitar and you know, all the notes that go into certain chords, and I found those notes on the piano, and then I sort of taught myself how to play piano from that. And then I started playing bass, and then I was in a group. I was telling you about my 80s group that I'm still in. That's a group where we're switching around, not just playing guitar all the time. I'd play the drums on some of the songs, or, you know, and then I'd play the bass on another, and then the bass player would play the drums, and then we'd switch around. So I ended up learning a lot of instruments, and now I just do all the stuff myself, my recording, and kind of paint myself into a corner. I paint myself into a corner because then I don't really have the band to go out and play the stuff. It's just, but you know, I can at least create my art, and it's to me, my songs are like paintings, and I'm just doing all the brush strokes and creating the art that way. But I do play the songs. I do play the songs. We do have rehearsals and actual band rehearsals just for fun. We don't really play anywhere, but we get together to play loud sometimes, and the other guys will learn my songs, and we'll do a couple of my songs, and we'll do a couple of my friend Andy's songs, and it's all fun. It's just, you know, it's a kick in the pants, and it keeps us young, and keeps us out of most trouble. You know,
most trouble.
Because I have a daughter to take care of. You know, she's great. Sophia is 10 and a half now, and she's really awesome. She's getting into music, too, picking piano and horse riding lessons.
Awesome. She's following in your footsteps.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
sure
you guys
will
be able to sing together.
Yeah, well, we did a little bit on one of my songs on my last album. It's called The Headphone Monkey in the Hood Dog Place. Kind of a funky
song. Yeah, we're going to play that later.
Oh, cool. And she says, she helps me say what in the middle of it, you know, so she's actually on a recording, you know, not real musical, but it's, you know, her voice is there. Yeah.
That is so, so cool. Well, now we get to, now we have to, when we listen to it on the show, now we're going to have to really listen for it now. We got to check it out.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now and where we can purchase?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a total of 15 solo albums, but about 7 or 8 of them. The more recent ones, like from 2006 or 7 onward, I've put out like 1 or 2 a year since then. Since my dad passed away, I've been sort of churning out the music because, you know, you never know when your last day is going to be. So there's about 7 or 8 of them at cdbaby.com, and you just search Rick Cuevas or, you know, www.cdbaby.com/artist/Rick Cuevas, and you'll find my artist page, and you'll see all the albums there. And some other ones that I did before that are just available through me. I could, you know, make copies for people or, you know, I have them sort of archived and available, And I have other albums.
Yeah, so it's very easy. All you have to do, it's all online. So just go to cdbaby.com, right, and just type in your name?
Yeah.
Very simple.
Yeah, and there'll be an artist page for me, which has all my records all together in there. And it's also at iTunes, you know, electronically, the digital download stuff. But I actually have physical CDs at cdbaby.com. Which a lot of artists don't do anymore.
Awesome. So everyone, check that out. You guys are all going to love his music here. We're going to play some right now, matter of fact. We are going to start here with your song, Looking Back. So please stay with me, Rick, and we'll play that now.
Cool.
Awesome. Here it is, Looking Back by Rick Cuevas. Here it is.
Going down to the place I found.
and that was Looking Back by Rick Clavis. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Yeah, it's basically about, it's the old saying, like, if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it the same way, you know? Like, looking back at all your choices and, you know, sticking with music so long, even though I didn't really, I don't make money off it, really. You know, I just do it for the love of it, and, you know, someday if something happens, that would be great, but, you know, I don't regret spending all this time dreaming and, you know, playing music and stuff, so that's it.
I love how dedicated you are to music. You know, you do it for just the love of it and, you know, putting it out there for the fans. That's always important.
Yeah, and it's a little bit selfish, too, because it's kind of like a psychotherapy. It keeps me balanced, keeps me out of trouble. You know, it keeps me focused on the right things, you know, in life, and keeps me pretty mellow, actually.
Well, see, that's good. That's what a song should be.
Yeah.
Help people through problems and stuff.
Yeah, bring perfect. Comfort and,
yeah,
you know, yeah, bring comfort. That's good. Exactly.
Exactly. And can you give everyone the links to your website or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
I'm kind of lame on that, but I do have a Reverb Nation page, if you've heard of that, those sites before, on Reverb Nation.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just, you know, www.reverbnation.com/Rick Cuevas, which is R-I-E-K-C-U-E-V-A-S. And you'll see it. You know, we also have my 80s band website, which is zruvogue.com, which is www.zruvogue.com. And there's a Rick page there and an Andy page and a Zruvogue info and info about our high school band called Idiot that we used to have that we still... The four of us from that band still play to this day, just for fun. And in fact, the bass player used to be our lead singer. His name is Tad Williams. He's actually a New York Times bestselling fantasy science fiction author. And but he just, you know, it gets kind of stressful, and so he likes to just play rock music and relax.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely. And
yeah.
I posted your links in the chat room as well. So click away for everyone.
That's great. Yeah, there's so many to click on. Start somewhere.
Yes.
There'll be other links once you get to that link, and then, you know, it's pretty
the internet.
Pretty entertaining.
We love it.
And we have I have some videos on YouTube too. That my channel is called Rick Account, RickAccount, like Rick Account, and if you search that name, you'll see all my, you know, my videos and a couple of videos by my daughter of Littlest Pet Shop Toys videos. It's pretty
that's
funny.
Cute.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Lady. So everyone check that out on YouTube. Check it out.
Yeah. So that's
sweet,
that.
Sweet.
And what else? What are you doing? I heard you're kind of musical too, right? I mean, are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually working on my first single. I have to. I'm probably going to be in the recording studio maybe September or late September or something. And I'm very excited. It's my first single. Nobody's heard me even sing, really. You know, so
yeah.
It's going to be exciting. Yeah, it's going to be a
That's
new
awesome.
New sound.
I remember the feeling well when I did my first studio recording with our Zruvogue band back in 1980. And that was that's actually another story. But
I love it.
You talked about the songwriting process with Sean earlier.
Yeah,
and,
that was actually
what
we were going to ask you.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things that go on. Like, I love happy accidents. Like, let's talk about our first recording experience. It was the night before going into the studio in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Palo Alto rehearsing this one song called Blue Room, and our friend Tom was playing bass, Andy was playing guitar, and I was playing drums, and one of the strings on the bass broke, and Tom, we didn't have extra strings at the time, and Tom was totally lost without that string, so I knew the guitar a little better, so I picked up the bass with the three strings, Andy stayed on guitar and Tom went to drums. And we started jamming on this one song that turned out to be the song that we recorded the next day for our A side of our single, which turned out to be like this all-time classic. It was like an accidental song that turned out to be like almost like a signature song for our band, and it just came out of nowhere, and sort of forced itself upon us, and it was kind of fun. With me, since I sit and play guitar, I still play guitar every day, and like practice, even though I've been playing for like 40 years or something. I'll come up with riffs and, you know, chord patterns, and it's usually the music first, but sometimes I'll have a funny line, or it's mix and match. I'll come up with some funny line and a lyric, and then I'll have to build a song around that, you know, around one funny sentence, you know, or a clever sentence or a clever rhyme or a clever idea. On the other hand, and it usually comes together within, you know, a month or two or, you know, a couple of weeks. But other times, some songs take a couple of years to come around. I had one instrumental piece that I wrote in like 2005, like in the summer 2005 or so, or at the end of 2005, and I couldn't for the life of me figure out what words to go with it until shortly after my father died. One of my sisters told me the story about a girl who passed away from an asthma attack. Mm-hmm. And when the grieving parents went to the house and were talking outside, this hummingbird came down and hovered in front of their faces. And, you know, it hovered in front of the mom's face and in front of the dad's face and then flew away. And they thought that was a sign from the daughter, you know, because they say hummingbirds do that when people are grieving. And that clicked, and that hummingbird became a song. It was like 18 months later, I got the words to the music that I had written, you know. So, and you just never know where it's gonna come from.
you never know where that inspiration is gonna take off.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you just have to let go and trust that someday it'll happen. you know, you don't want to force it too much with songwriting. That's the big thing.
You want it to come from the heart more.
Yeah, come from the heart and feel like you're not forcing it. Feel like it's kind of natural, flowing. That's the best way to do it. You don't have to go that route. You could force it if you wanted to, but it's probably not going to be as cool as when it just kind of flows naturally. Mm-hmm. And that comes also from life experience as I get older too. You know, there's more things more experiences to draw upon and to write about, things like that.
Yeah.
Because after you go through the, you know, your age in the 20s and your 30s, when everything's a turmoil with relationships and...
You can get a lot of inspiration from that.
Yeah, when you kind of settle down in your older age, it's like, okay, now all that stuff's done with. Now what do I write about, you know? Like, so that's why I write silly songs like Headphone Monkey and the Hood Dog Place and you know, I write silly songs and joke songs, kind of. So that's fun. It's fun being older.
That's awesome. And actually, we are going to play that song now for everyone to hear.
Okay.
I'm very excited for everyone to check it out. But first, can you tell our listeners about this song title?
Yes. Okay, real quick. In 1990, I went to Italy with my family, and we went to this cafe, because we have relatives in northern Italy there. We were going for a wedding. And we went to this cafe, and on the menu, on this chalkboard menu, they had the word hood dog, H-O-O-D-D-O-G. And they were trying to say hot dog, but they spelled it wrong. So I always got a kick out of that. And when I took Sophia to Italy a few years ago, I said, we're going to go to the hood dog place and check it out. And we went there, and of course that menu's gone, but I go, this is the hood dog place. And then they had a poster for a DJ dance, you know, event, and they had this picture of this monkey with headphones on. So we go, oh, there's the headphone monkey in the hood dog place. And that's how we got the song. And then we started rapping in the car, in our rental car over there, and I said, when we get home to the States, I'm going to record this. So that's what happened.
Awesome. Well, everyone's going to love it. So here it is. Headphone Monkey in the Hood Place. The Hood Dog Place.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay.
Here it is.
There's a place that sells hot dogs. All right. But they don't spell hot dog quite right. They say H O O D D O G hood dog. And they got a picture of a monkey wearing headphones, getting funky. Headphone monkey in the hood dog place. 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 Headphone monkey in the hood dog place.
Get on.
Oh man, I got a ton of stories anyway, so okay.
Love it. Love it, love
thank
it.
You.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you,
and we will talk to you soon.
And thank you, Mama Tina. All right.
Oh, yes. She's back here like, anytime, anytime. We love you.
Till the next time. All right, bye-bye.
Till the next time. Bye-bye. Thank you. Awesome. Sweet, that was awesome. I am having a blast here. Such a fun show. We just got done talking with Rick Cuevas, and we had Sean Ash already on. Such a blast. These guys are so fantastic. And up next, it looks like our guest has arrived. Everyone, please welcome Phil Russo from Seven Horses.
Hello, how are you? Yes.
I am great. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity of having Seven Horses and I on the show. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you so much for coming on. We're huge fans.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we can have, open discussion, and, I'm sure you have some questions for us, and we can, hopefully answer them the best we can, so.
Sounds great. Let's get started.
Sure.
So, how long has Seven Horses been making music together?
Approximately about 5 years.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, it was about 5 years. The group formed on the three of us, of Buddy Braille, who's on the drums, and Joanne and I, years ago, used to play in various bands with different types of music. But when we got a marketing and distribution deal from Blue Pie Productions, we got in touch with Buddy again from the past, and we told him to come on board, and that's how Seven Horses kind of formed, pretty much. So.
How cool. And it's
yeah.
such a very unique name. Can you tell us how that name came to be?
Sure. A funny thing happened. We're pretty much big fans of The Doors. And there's a song The Doors has that's called Love Her Madly, and there's a specific line in the song of Seven Horses, and that's how we came up with the name.
Love it. Such a great name. And how would you describe your music or the genre of music that you guys make?
Pretty much alternative folk rock, but we're doing different things and always experimenting with different beats and different melodies and harmonies and stuff. But the basis of it is really alternative folk rock, so...
Absolutely. Such catchy songs, and everyone needs to check it out. We're going to play some of your songs tonight as well, so
stay tuned. Thank
yes,
so
anytime.
Much.
We're very excited. But can you tell us some of the music you currently have out?
Yes. The recent single that we have out is called Get Up, which is very upbeat. Give it like a dance type of beat. Very, like I said, very different than what we did in the past, where there's an open intro to the keyboards and the vocals alone, and then the guitars and the drums come in a couple measures from there. And it's just a very different type of song, something that we weren't too sure of in the beginning, but it seems to be catching on. So it's been working out pretty well for us. So.
Absolutely. And speaking of Get Up, we are going to play that now for all of your fans to check it out. So here it is, Get Up, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
Here it is. Anytime. Seven Horses. from Seven Horses, a wonderful duo. And can you tell us a little bit about this song? Love it. Ooh. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Yeah, what it is Josie, is about really, it's with every all the trials and tribulations that I guess going on in this world, especially today, it's really about a song that's just about getting up, celebrating, meeting the right mate, and having a great time, and just, you know, standing out, so. And as far as the music goes, it's been a bit of a change, like I said, you know, the guitar parts, using a bit of harmonics and stuff like that, and you know, with a dance beat mixed to it and dance drum beat and stuff. And we wanted just to get out there and experiment and explore with some different things. And we, like I said, we weren't too sure about it, but it looks like it's catching on. And it's always good to, you know, explore. I'm a firm believer in that. So
absolutely. You need that with songwriting and songs and stuff. I love that.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. And can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on your latest news?
Yes, actually, we have sevenhorsesmusic.com. We're also could be heard on Reverb Nation. Django, J-A-N-G-O, is another one.
Sweet.
And they can purchase any tunes on iTunes that we have.
Absolutely. All simple, on the internet. You don't have to go anywhere. So, everyone, make sure you guys check this wonderful duo out. And I typed in your links in the chat room for easy access.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Great.
Anytime. Super easy. Super easy. So just
click
it.
Super easy. Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, absolutely. And can you tell us what it's like for you when you're performing in front of a crowd?
Well, from the time like I can remember performing live, for me that's really where it's at. I mean, we love recording in the studio, of course. You're always, you know, coming up with a lot of creative stuff in the studio. But for me, playing live, I think, is where it's really at. It's always very energetic. I mean, it's really all about the fans too, and it's very uplifting. I feel it's where the songs start becoming alive, and that for me is where I get the groove from. So.
Sweet. I love it. I love all of your songs, and everyone needs to check it out. And we actually have another one of your great songs here tonight to play.
Oh, wow.
So stay
fantastic.
With me again, and we'll play Stranded.
Woo-hoo. Oh, let's go to that one. Okay. That's a very good one. A lot of harmonies and melodies in that, so let's hear it.
Awesome. Hold on 1 second here.
Bye. Thank you.
Awesome. And that was Stranded by Seven Horses, and we're talking to Phil Russo right now. So can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Yeah, it's actually really, I guess, like a straightforward thing. It's about a love that was lost and how it left abruptly. And that's pretty much the vibe that Joanne, you know, had created on it. And as far as the guitar stuff goes, it wasn't much room I felt opening up for solos and everything, but I just took the melody and harmonized it with some chord voicings, and that's what I, you know, pretty much created on the song as far as the guitar exploration goes on it. And it's just about a lost love that really left abruptly, and, you know, it's unfortunately, we all experience stuff like that in our lives sometimes. Yeah. But that's the vibe that she got from the song. So
I love how Seven Horses, you guys really have songs that are relatable and for everyone, no matter how old. That's what I think people appreciate about your music. Definitely.
Yes, I hope it, you know, it continues to go on like that. I mean, a lot of Joanne's influences were like Joni Mitchell songwriters and Joan Baez,
yeah,
and a lot of the Adele today, who's out there and very big and coming. And for me, you know, a lot of my influences related to, you know, from the older rockabilly, rock and roll, blues guys to Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi, who I'm a major influence of my guitar playing through the years, and a bit of the Edge from U2 and stuff. And I just try to create my own style of stuff, and like I said, if I feel a song doesn't really call for a guitar solo, just for the sake of putting it in, I'd rather leave it out so that this way, you know, it could come across to the fans as something real, that rather than something that's, you know, not real. So
exactly. Are you guys currently working on any other projects?
Yes, we actually are in the studio again, once again, in the studio, recording two brand new songs. One which should be finished hopefully within a month, which is called Bright, which I find it to be fantastic. I don't want to give too much away on it, but there's a lot of great guitar stuff for the fans to look forward to on it, and it's just a really uplifting song. More like a rock ballad, but something that is, I would say, a little bit, again, different than what we did in the earlier stuff, but it's something to look forward to. So.
Yeah, I can't wait to check out all the new work. You got some big fans here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And thank you for having us on the show. We're very honored. So.
It's our honor and our pleasure, because we listen to your music all the time, and I was just so thrilled to hear that we booked you guys.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And it's always a pleasure to, you know, get out there and try to get exposed as much as possible. And it's, again, people like you that give us the opportunity to do this stuff. So
that's what we love to do here at the Josie Show. Any new songs or anything, you got to come back so we could promote everything.
Awesome.
Love to do that.
Awesome. Yeah, and there'll be a lot more material coming. So down the next coming months and stuff, you know. And like I said, the two new songs, hopefully, one of them, Bright, should be ready within a month. Hopefully the other song after that will be ready within another month or two after that. So it's a lot of new groovy things coming up. So
love it. Can't wait. We have one more song here tonight to play for everyone. This song is titled Letters to Juliet.
Okay, great.
I know. I'm so excited. Stay with me. We'll be right back, everyone. Letters to Juliet.
Awesome.
Woohoo!
And there are thousands.
ended abruptly. Oh, there we go. Letters to Juliet from Seven Horses. Love it, love it. And let's try to stop it now.
Yes.
It has a mind of its own.
Oh, well, certainly it. It does. It must mean something, so.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Everyone was grooving to it. And it looks like there's actually a fan on the line that wants to talk to you.
Oh, awesome. Fantastic.
Sweet. Okay, so it's Mary from Colorado. Hello,
right.
Mary.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, Mary. Hi.
Hi, Phil. It's me. It's Mary Gross from Colorado.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, very good. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you know what? I think your songs are so spectacular. I just really love them. I just think... everybody's got a great voice. They're just so meaning.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it. You know, there's more to come, so, you know, just stay in tune and be patient, and we got a lot more material coming out, so.
Oh, that's great. Well, I just wanted to tell you that I really enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time out and calling in. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Have a good night.
Thank you so, so much,
you
Mary.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome, awesome. Love taking fan callers.
Oh, yeah, fun. Definitely. It's always a boost. Always a boost.
Oh, yeah. It must be such a great feeling when a fan, you know, just says how much your music means to them.
Well, yeah, because, you know, just... like you say, when you're writing and you're producing and or, you know, you're in the studio or playing live or whatever and you're giving a lot of time and energy into the music of what you believe in doing, you don't know in the end, you know, who's going to take to what type of song or what type of music or genre. And when you get the you know, the feedback the way you do, it's just very gratifying. So
absolutely. Before we took the caller, we heard Letters to Juliet. After hearing the song, I believe I heard that you were compared to Fleetwood Mac. How does that feel to hear something like that?
Well, that was a total shock, and I have to say, very, very honored in the in that sense. I was in awe with it. I was totally surprised and taken by it. So.
That's awesome. That is so cool to be compared to someone. I love that.
Someone that large and that profound.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. It's totally made our day. So.
Oh yeah. Definitely. And it looks like there is a fan on the line who wants to say hi.
Again?
Patricia,
okay,
from
good.
New York.
Let him keep coming in. This is great.
Yeah,
hi,
Patricia. Hi, you there?
Yes, hi. I like your show. It's a great show.
I just wanted to
say hello to Phil. And I think the music is great. It's so, you know, it's so unique and unusual, and
Well, thank you, Patricia, for taking the time out and calling in, and glad you appreciate the music. And like we told another fan, there's a lot more enjoyable stuff coming within the next couple of months.
Great.
And hopefully, you know, our fans will take a liking to it. So.
Yeah, well, I know that you're in the New York area, so I hope maybe you'd be performing somewhere. It'd be great to see you.
Yeah, we actually played in Central Park in the Theodore Roosevelt section in June, and we'll be playing at the Mini Festival in the fall. So that if you're around, or you know,
you can
come down and check us out. So
yeah, I'd love to. You guys are really great, and the vocals, the music is just great.
Well, thank you for your appreciation. Really feel honored by you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Thank you so much, Patricia, for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome. You guys got a lot of dedicated fans here that just love to talk to you guys.
Yeah,
awesome.
That is something that we always hope for, to create a really, you know, obtain a really great fan base. And, you know, hopefully, you know, in the future we'll gather more fans from various places and, you know, just make them happy through our music. And, you know, like I said, I think that's really what it's all about. So.
Absolutely. I agree. There's a question in the chat room. Stephen Remy from Top 5 Gone Wild, very popular show online, asks, if you had to describe yourself in one sentence, what would it be? Oh, that's a cool question.
Oh, that is a cool question. I never really thought about that. Describe, in other words, the band in pretty much in one sentence, like the type of music. I would just say really very eclectic and energetic, and I would say pretty much a certain groove where it just brings us and the fans to a new horizon.
Absolutely, hit it right on the nose.
I think it was more than one
sentence,
but I tried to fit it into one, so.
It's perfect. Very well said.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you could go on and on, but I tried to fit that into one whole sentence there. So.
Perfect. You did justice.
Good. Very good.
Very fun question, Stephen. The last question that we have for you, because we're running out of time, but here's such a fun question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you can share with you or the duo, the band?
Yeah, actually we do, Josie. There was a very early gig that we did a few years ago, and our equipment, the amplifiers and the microphones, actually went out, and we had to take on playing acoustically. And, you know, Joanne kind of stepped up closer to the stage and had to sing closer to the audience. And that was, I would say, probably one of our most embarrassing moments. So,
but you guys
it paid
kept
off.
Going.
It worked out. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a plus that you guys kept going and doing your thing.
Yeah. Well, they say the show must go on, right? So we had to come up with we had to come up with something creative and improvise at that particular moment and not let our fans down. And hopefully, it paid off for us. But yeah, the show's got to go on no matter what. So.
Absolutely wise words.
Thank you so much.
Anytime, and thank you so much once again for coming on, and we have to get you guys back on.
Oh, that would be, we were really, really looking forward, and we were hoping that, and thank you so much for taking the time out to have us on and interview us, and again, we're very honored to be on your show, and lots of luck with the show, and only better horizons for you and great adventures coming your way, so.
You too. I'm very excited with all the new stuff that you guys have coming out. And when that stuff releases, we need to promote it.
Definitely.
Sounds great.
Awesome.
Thank you so, so much. And I will talk to you soon.
Good. Beautiful. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Awesome. Another great, great interview. Love it. That was the wonderful Phil Russo from Seven Horses. Love them, love them. And we played all of their great music, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And run out, and, well, you don't even have to run out. See, it's on the Internet, very easy to purchase the music and enjoy it. Just one finger touch, and it's all good. So, yes, and it looks like our next guest here has arrived. Everyone, please welcome Ann Madison from Seven Prophets. Hello?
Hey, Josie. Epidemic is also on the line. We are so excited to be talking to you.
I'm very excited to talk to the both of you guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. And yourself, Josie?
Oh, great. Because I'm talking to you guys. Very, very excited. So let's get started. Super excited. So can you tell us what when your group Seven Prophets came together?
Go ahead, I'll let you start on that one.
All right, sounds good. Seven Prophets, well, we first came together as Seven Prophets in 2007. We had been working with each other musically for a while, and then we formed Seven Prophets.
That's seven prophits.com. You can check it out. That's where we base a lot of our stuff.
Awesome. I'm typing in the your website now in the chat room. So just a click away, and you could check out all of their stuff. Awesome.
Thank you.
Anytime. And how long have you guys been making music together?
Originally, we've been making music together since 2003, 2004, but officially as Seven Prophets. Again, that's the number 7, Prophits. We've been doing it since 2007. Actually, our first show was Veterans Day of 2007, and that was our official kickoff, 11-11-2007.
How cool. And here you guys are.
Yes, 4 years later, almost still doing it, so that's good.
Absolutely. And can you tell us who all the members of Seven Prophets are and what roles you guys play?
Yes. Well, we have Elle Madison, myself, and Epidemic. And Epidemic is our beat maker. He makes all the music.
The producer.
Yes, the producer. Huh? He does the production and all that. And he raps a little bit. And I am the singer. And I've produced a few tracks, but, you know, mainly Epidemic does that.
We've worked with a few other people, had a few guest appearances that are pretty big. If you go onto youtube.com and you type in the number 7, Prophits, you can see other people that we've worked with. I'm not going to be able to remember everybody's name now, but we have worked with other producers and different people, and YouTube is probably the best place to find us with that, I'd say, so you can get that information.
But officially,
go ahead, sorry.
No, we're just really excited to talk to you because we checked out your show online and
Josieshow.com.
Yep, Josieshow.com. We're so excited. And from what we know is you're pretty young doing this too. So we're really excited.
Shout out to you for doing it. And and being into a lot of music that people your age would be more into to mainstream, but we appreciate that you're able to look into independent artists like us. Like, we're signed to a label, but we don't have that big, giant marketing budget, and it's really good to have people like you in the industry who are interested in helping groups like Seven Profits and other groups get out there. So shout out to you also, Josie. Thank you for doing that, as Elle pointed out.
Well, thank you, and I think it's crazy that you say that, because I'm just a huge fan of both of you, and to even know that you guys listen to the show is insane. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us. It's always good to be on and be able to talk to different people, so we enjoy it as well.
Anytime, anytime. And we have a fun question here for you guys. Who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
I would say, I'm going to jump in real quick on that one. Elle Madison is probably my biggest musical influence in the Seven Profits, because I have to make all of my beats surrounding what she wants to perform. So I have to say, if for Seven Profits, for me, Epidemic, my biggest musical influence is my band member, Elle Madison.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well,
but personally for me, I'm also with him on that too, of course. But I've taken influences from, before I personally got into music, I listened to Nelly Furtado, Erykah Badu, all like mainstream R&B type artists. And now, and basically, I said Nelly Furtado, and I'm going to say it again. She was like my biggest inspiration.
Now for Elle Madison, she is her own musical influence. So I would have to say, I have to jump in for you, Elle. She's a bigger, although those people, it helped influence and start what she is, I think that she's also her own. That's a good comparison or whatever, though. But I just have to stress that Elle Madison is very individual with her style.
All right.
Amen.
All right, thank you. Thank you. But credit is due where it's due, so thank you, though.
Love it. And there's actually a really, really good question from Stephen Remy from the very popular Top 5 Gone Wild.
Shout out to Top 5 Gone Wild.
Big shout out. Yeah, Top 5 Gone Wild. They ask us, Seven Profits, how would you guys describe your band in one sentence?
Hot five gone wild. In one sentence, Elle Madison, you go. Take it.
Seven Profits is an intergalactic explosion of cool and smooth music.
Well said. I like it. There you go. Perfect. I would describe it just that way.
Well, thank you.
It was. Very good question, Stephen. To prove how amazing your music is, we have a couple of songs of yours that we're going to play tonight. So let's start out with your song here titled Mad Hatter 2. Awesome. So here it is, Mad Hatter 2 from Seven Profits.
It's just Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter,
sorry.
Yeah.
On thejosieshow.com, Mad Hatter.
Oh, yeah.
Seven Profits.
Here it is, right here. Exclusive.
A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house. Matthew 13:57.
Now I came here to spit so I can get my rhyme on. Dropping bonbons like it's the fall of Saigon. I signed a bond songs with the pen from pirates. My mind defined line between 10 and the finest lyricists. But how can we ever measure seven prophecies that stretch straight to liberal pleasure? If you can't dance, just stand and nod your head. Could have left the desert home, fled and made the town red. Now the snake ate the rat, but the line ate the snake. Riddled on down, and then I drank from the lake. Leo Lion, King of Jungle. The other cats just crumble, they stumble and mumble. Full of people, they know humble. This is rumble, they wobble. Full on killer. Some people claim they ill. I guess we just ill or any other music filler. A thumb in the dime. When they finish all their rhymes, it's just a buck 29.
And spill out my heart, spill out possession. Flames from our fist, don't live out lesson. aborted to heaven, you're born to hell. Aborted to heaven, you're born to hell.
I can change seven words to be my way. I wanted to come here to tell you today is the day. Only educated are the free. Your mind is your truest wealth. And of all things coming, if you didn't see yet, now you see the meaning to be discovered in a land of you know not what you own, but you own what you know and illumination.
Was Mad Hatter by Seven Prophets. Can you guys tell us a little bit about this song? Love it.
Yeah, we would love to. And you were right, Josie. It is Mad Hatter too. I don't know why I did that.
No so, problem. Mad, I'm like, uh-oh.
No, you had it totally right. You were so right. I'm sorry.
No worries. Love the song. Love it, love it. So yeah, so what's this song about? We've been grooving to it. We were grooving to it back here, my producer. Oof, did we lose him?
Yeah, sorry. I'm still here.
Oh, no problem.
All right. So Mad Hatter 2 is, it's like, oh, it's a hard one to answer. What would you say?
I'd say you have to listen to it, Mad Hatter 2. You can go check it out on Rhapsody.com. Type in the number 7 Prophets, and you can catch it there.
Boom. Exactly. There you go.
You know,
so everyone, check it out.
It's just hard to put, you know, I guess, the lyrics.
I'd say, you know what? I would say that it's about really, like, just what life seems to be about, like, is really what we kind of cover with it. And then we also put a little bit of, we're also religious a little bit, so we incorporated it into there.
It's a great song. Everyone just adores it. And, yes, so great song. And everyone, check it out on, where can they check it out again? I want to make sure I post it.
They can check it out on Rhapsody, iTunes. It's all over.
Nice. Perfect. So check that out, everyone. And can you give everyone the links to your website or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Yes. We're at 7prophits.com, which is 7, P-R-O-F-I-T-Z.com. And we're also on Twitter.com/7. P-R-O-F-I-T-Z.
Awesome. Can't get easier than that. Perfect, perfect. And we have another one of your great songs here tonight to play. So stay with me. We're going to play Up From Here. All right?
Okay, awesome. That's one of my personal favorites there.
All right, then just let me know.
Just grab my soul until the
check it out.
My heart skips a beat and I know that it's from here.
One night we got into the studio and we just decided that we were going to freestyle, and we got to a point where, like, you know, we need to just keep going up, and up from here it just came out, and it was up, up, because that's the only way we got to go is up.
And anywhere you are in life, you can always go up from here. So it doesn't matter if you're at the bottom of your life or you're at what you think is a good point of your life, you can still go up from here.
Absolutely. Such a great... I love your songs because they're so relatable, and they're for all age groups, too. Perfect.
Thank you.
That's what I love about
it. We try and keep it open to a lot, a big audience, and not be so specific to just a niche. We want as many people to relate to what we do as possible. And we try to make it as universal as we can, so we do appreciate you saying that, too, so thank you.
No problem. And are you guys currently working on any other projects, some new projects?
Yes, we have a top secret project in the work right now. But for now, we're promoting Planet 7P. You can find that pretty much anywhere where online music is sold. That's Planet 7P, like Seven Profits.
Yes. Awesome. Very, very excited. And I'm super excited to see that secret thing you're doing.
It's gonna be something real different and fun.
Nice. I like fun. Perfect. We are actually running out of time here. What do we have, like 10 minutes, and then we'll get cut off. But I want to ask this fun question. We always get funny answers going on.
Okay.
But do you guys have any backstage or onstage embarrassing moments that you guys can share with us? I love that.
I'll let you field that question.
Okay, embarrassing moments on stage. embarrassing moments on stage. I don't know. There's definitely one. We've done so many shows. What has happened to us, Epidemic? Please.
Mm-hmm.
You you know, we try and maintain as consistent, as much consistency as possible. So that's it's hard for me to say. I mean, we.
You know, I really wouldn't say.
I mean, I
remember something. We were on stage at doing, you know, obviously on stage because that's the question. And I almost tripped over the wire that was attached to the mic. But I, you know, I kept it, like, I kept it, tried to keep it cool, like, I wasn't really falling.
Well, that's always fun. That's always fun, though. Everybody's done that one. That's a nice one. I agree with you. That's always a fun move to pull on stage.
Well, you're not a professional unless something like that happens. So you're cool. But I hope you saved yourself. You didn't, like, you know, really fall, did you?
No.
I didn't even see it. Okay. I never even saw it.
I tried to, like, cover it, but when we got off stage, someone was like, I saw that.
It was cameras.
Well, you covered
it
well.
Good. That was good.
Yeah. Very, very cool. And I think I can ask this question really fast, but it's an important one.
Okay.
Do you guys have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you?
We have a performance coming towards the end of the year, and we're going to update all the fans then when that happens.
That's right, at 7profits.com if you want to keep up with us, or you can go check us on Twitter because we do some tweets. It's the number 7, PROFICZ. They can pop that into any search engine. And, I mean, they can pretty much keep up to date with where we're performing them.
Awesome. And you guys will pop up. Just Google.
That's it. Yay. That's one of the best ones.
Oh, yeah.
They're not paying us.
Agreed. So, everyone, make sure you guys check out their website, 7profits.com, with a Z. Make sure. And
yes.
And Twitter and all easy. So check that out. Thanks again, guys, for coming on and talking to me and spending time with me. Thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you, Josie. It has been an honor to be a part in your journey that you have only, like, seemingly begun. So thank you for letting us be on your show as well. And we're very, very, we were excited to be on the show, and we're very honored to be on it. So the Josie Show, josieshow.com, we love you.
7profits on the josieshow.com, that's right.
Well, we send tons of love to both of you, and we're huge, huge fans, and we need to get you guys both back on the show for when you guys release some new stuff. We have to.
Awesome. Sounds great. It has been awesome talking to you.
You too. Thank you both so much, and keep in touch.
Bye, Josie.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Awesome, big head of applause for them. Love it. I had so much fun talking with Sean Ash, Rick Cuevas, Seven Horses, and 7profits. They're all just phenomenal artists and groups, and you have to check out all of their work. Make sure you do. It's super easy. That's what internet is for. Check it all out. Just type in their names in, you know, Reverb Nation or CD Baby or iTunes. Make sure you do that. And all of their websites are on our website here at josieshow.com. And just a click away, make sure you guys do that. Now I want to tell you guys about a great online concert announcement from our friend and former guest, Brian Cole. On August 14th, Brian Cole will do an online concert for Joey's Song, which is a charity. There are only 50 tickets available for this once-in-a-lifetime experience, so please go to Brian Cole Music, BRYANCOLE music.com for all of the details. Once again, such an amazing artist Brian Cole is, and such a dear friend of ours, which reminds me, we need to get him back on the show, like, pronto. make that happen. Book him. So please check that out, BrianColeMusic.com, for such a great online concert experience. 50 tickets left, okay? 50 tickets available, I mean. So check that out. Now, listen to this lineup of shows. Big, long list. I'll try to breathe in the middle. But yes, on August, August 12th is our first segment of Teens with Dreams. That's why I was in Nashville preparing this. I'm super excited about it. Very honored to even work with such great people with this. So, yes, August 12th is our first segment of Teens with Dreams. You can read about that in our forum. We will feature our very first teen that night. Her name is Michelle Fail, who we also met in Nashville, Tennessee. She's a sweetheart, and she's so amazing. So make sure you don't miss that. Also, we have the band Janani, a group with a great new sound called The Family, Levi Riggs, Heather Alvarez, singer Ellie Mae Kay, Zoe Myers, Gary Michaels, Maggie Young, and I'll also team up for another interview with Stephen Rummy from Top 5 Gone Wild to speak with the amazing Jason Terry. Very excited about that. Always working with Stephen Rummy is always a pleasure, as you guys know. Wink, wink. And getting the chance to talk with Jason Terry, of course, is a dream. So very excited. Can't miss any of these episodes. And also, we've started booking for September. Here's who we have confirmed so far. The Sierras, Jesse Bryant, Brenda Beth, Pamela K. Ward, and we will also be bringing back the James McCollum Project. We'll also have Lewis Markland and Donald Flaherty. So very excited about that. Such amazing talents coming on the Josie Show. Such a huge lineup of guests. It's amazing. So please tune in each Friday night right here at josieshow.com at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. We always have a blast here. You can join the chat room while we're live or call into the guest to talk to the guests. We always make it fun. Now I'm going to tell you about another show premiere on Friday. I got to hurry because we only have like 19 seconds. Show premiere on Friday, August 19th, right before the Josie Show 90 seconds. I will premiere my new show on the Southern Star Network called Josie's Hard Country. More details on thesouthernstar.org. Super excited for my show premiere on Friday, August 19th. Josie's Hard Country. Woohoo! So excited. And 60 seconds. We want to tell you guys about something here at the Josie Show. We make it easy. Just call our 24-hour contact line. Call us, leave a message, or record something great that we could play on the air. Pre-tape questions for the guests that week if you're not able to make it are great. Happy birthday messages, or just to say hi. I like saying hi. Also, there's an Ask Josie feature on our site where you can ask me questions. Love that. Also, there's new items to our store. If you go to just store on josieshow.com, the tab up at the top. Little Birdie told me there's fun jewelry there with my face on it, so that's always brilliant. Remember, archive shows are always on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune, so you don't even have to worry if you missed it. Five, so no worries. And also check us out on Facebook and Twitter page under The Josie Show. All you have to do is Google us, and we'll be there, The Josie Show, twitter.com/Josie Show. Facebook, just search in The Josie Show under entertainment, and you're all good to go. So check that out. Thank you guys so much for making it a great show. Loved our guests, Sean Ash, Rick Cuevas, Seven Horses, and Seven Prophets. Love them all. We want them back on already. Good night, everyone. Hope you guys.